host, Dr. Pamela Studley, welcoming you to The Beating Mind, a show where we address all those thoughts that either occupy our attention or are a cause for distraction. It's been a while since I have spoken to you all, but I've been taking a much-needed vocal rest. And it's taken longer than usual to recover, but stuff like this really can't be rushed, right? The healing happens at its own pace, so I had to concede and just wait it out. I'm still not 100%, but I'll get there. While on a short sabbatical, so many of you reached out to me with your feedback, and quite frankly, I was so utterly overwhelmed with all your comments. So I'd like to first express my gratitude to all of you for your continued support. It's a simple, obvious fact, but knowing that all of you who have conveyed your thoughts on how this has been helpful to you and to those you have shared it with in so many ways, being in different corners of the earth, just reiterates the reality that no matter who we are or where we are all going through our own share of challenges. And we have more in common than we think we do. Apart from the multitude of compliments in my inbox, I also received requests. And that was quite humbling, really. So I've decided to add a segment to my episodes where I'd give a shout out to those whose requests I turn into each episode. Of course, I would reach out in advance to check if you would be okay with that. And if not, I'd still give credit, albeit anonymously. So keep those requests flowing in. Now, at the beginning of every episode, I often tell you what I would be talking about. However, being my astute listeners that you are, you've probably realized that this was not the case today. Today, I thought I would come on and just say hi, give you an update on how things have been, and more importantly, ask you, how have you been? Are you somewhere that has managed to contain the virus? Or are you experiencing hardship due to the surge of variants? Have you adopted a new way of living? Or has the change been so drastic that you are yet to come to terms with the current situation? Have you been able to connect with your loved ones? Physically or virtually? How have you been coping in these unprecedented times? Have you been able to dedicate time to look after your mental and physical health? Are you able to talk to someone about how you feel? Try and do that. Talk to someone. Anyone you feel comfortable with. If you are not ready to confide in someone, then write down your thoughts or record them on your phone. When the mind is filled with all kinds of thoughts and worries, our brains have the ability to scare us with the magnitude of what we're thinking by obsessively replaying it in our heads. But sometimes, when we actually hear ourselves speak out loud to someone or even to a mirror, or read out loud what we've written, the words travel from our ears quite literally back to our brains, where it consoles the mind with the true reality of the issue. Now, I'm not saying that your worries are trivial, and that you shouldn't take your problems seriously. What I am saying is that we break that cycle of the constant pondering over the worry and spend time finding a solution. A solution that may come easily or require a lot of time, change, and effort, but will definitely be possible. So until next time, take care of you and your loved ones, and stay safe. I will speak to you soon.